last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
We all want to live meaningful lives, yet in the middle of our studies, work, family, responsibilities, and daily routine, we don't always stop to think about the kind of life we are building, right? What shapes our lifestyle, and how can belief in Mahdaviya and awaiting for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah haste in his reappearance, influence the way we live every day? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to your program, The Last Savior, brought to you by IRIB English Radio. I am Ali, at your service, and I'm joined by my dear brother, Dr. Ali. Assalamu alaikum, dear doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here.
Jazakallah khair. It's a great pleasure to be here.
It's been a while, man.
Like a
always love our conversations, and I always learn from you.
Jazakallah khair, yeah.
So, dear doctor, we've been talking about the lifestyle of Mahdavi lifestyle, but, you know, sometimes we see we are living our modern life, and modern life often encourages people to focus on immediate pleasure. People, especially people right now, they are like scrolling up and down in their social media, and they are bombarded with the tons of information. So just seek. And they cannot control their impulses, right? So, but the idea of Mahdaviya is like a far-fetched idea, dear doctor. So how can we promote, how can we, you know, encourage people to accept that the Mahdavi lifestyle is their missing part of their life?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There are like tons of other lifestyle that you discussed in the previous program as well. What is the feature that makes this lifestyle unique for them and make this lifestyle to be an answer for their, you know, missing parts of their lives?
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his beautiful progeny. For a person to perfect any of the dominant lifestyle as his model to actually follow and imitate or to do whatever it has been actually mentioned and recommended by that system of lifestyle. So is it good or bad, or is it recommended or not? This is something that we need to discuss it later in another session. But we want to say that why should we have to tune our lives based on a system of lifestyle or to have a method in our lives? Is it good or bad? I mean, to have order, to have principle, to have discipline in our lives. So this is something good. I mean, when we are talking about Mahdavi lifestyle, it's not going to be something without any discipline, without any order.
Mm.
So as long as it has order, discipline, it has it is well organized. So yeah. It is something that, I mean, out of a method that a person, an intellectual person, can actually easily select it as something which is good. I mean, as long as this has something positive in it. Okay, this
sure.
is first. Second, as we said, that we have to know that this limited life span that we have available at our hand is mm-hmm. something which is passing very quickly.
True.
So we need to benefit. We need to benefit from whatever we receive from infallible imams, from the conduct, a seerah or sunan of the Holy Prophet and other imams. So we said Mahdavi lifestyle is not going to be something against or opposing whatever we have received from earlier imams and prophets,
uh-huh.
right? Mm-hmm. It is exactly on the continuation of whatever has been inherited by the Holy Prophet and other imams, infallible imams.
But it has something, like, it adds something more here.
Very
it
true.
Is awaiting and waiting for a moment, preparing.
Yeah. So how do I claim such a thing? This is actually when we see that in Mahdavi lifestyle, we care for this world that we are in. We look at it as a form for what? For whatever we harvest in the Day of Judgment. Okay, how do I look at it? Based on this famous statement and saying of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he said Imam Ali Alayhi Salam, he said to Imam Ali, understand four things before four. Youth before you grow old. Health before you get sick.
Okay.
Freedom from need before you die. And life before you die.
So how is this related to our topic?
Okay, let me tell you. The fourth recommendation of the Holy Prophet to Imam Ali alayhi salam was what? Was to understand your life before you die.
Mm.
So take care of this life that you're in. have a program, have a plan for that. And you will ask for that later on in the Day of Judgment. How did you spend life? Right? This is this shows it's important.
So you should have a plan for it.
We should have a plan. So again, in my lifestyle, we have a well-organized system devised from Islamic teachings and flavored with Mahdavi teachings. So what are Mahdavi teachings? All the narrations, hadith, and statements that we receive from Prophet till Imam Mahdi alayhi salam about the concept of Mahdavi, yeah. About the concept of reappearance, about the concept of the government of Imam Mahdi at the end of the time, right?
True.
So when we want to call ourselves that we are waiters of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we are expecting his arrival and advent, right?
Yeah.
We want to prove it in some sort of way. So how can we prove it? Out of a lifestyle, we need to prove it. Also, a question comes here. Is following Mahdavi lifestyle compulsory on us? Is it wajib and obligatory like any? Look, brother, this is a collection. This is a format in your life. It means like, for example, you have this room. The decoration of this room depends on the taste of you, right?
Yeah.
So either you want to, paint it, or you use wallpaper for this room. It depends on your taste, right?
True.
So when we have all these instructions from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, so it's up to us to follow Mahdavi lifestyle or the prophetic lifestyle. All of them should be like based on the hadith that says kulluhum nurun wahad. All of them are from single light. So if you follow Mahdavi one or the prophetic one or Imam or Alawid one, all of them will end to one unity that is guiding you towards the perfection.
But the Mahdavi lifestyle or any other sort of lifestyle that we can imagine and have for our life is like abstract idea, set of ideas of core beliefs and, you know, norms for our life. Do we need a role model for that?
Yeah, we do. So look, for ordinary Islamic lifestyle, for a person who wears black, like for example in Muharram, right? So what does it signify? It means that this person is mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the month of Muharram.
It's
right?
A sign, yeah.
It's a sign. So it's a part, an element of that lifestyle. So again, for me to show to the world that I'm waiting for an imam who is going to come and spread justice in the whole world, I have to show to them something that I am follower of that same Imam alayhi salam, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and again, we have been ordered and we have been recommended based on a hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that actually recommends his ummah. What does he say? وَلَا تَتَشَبَّهُ بِالْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى. Do not liken yourself to those of Christians and Jews. So what should I liken myself? To whatever has been said about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. What has been said about Mahdi alayhi salam? They said that you, as a waiter, an expecting person for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, you have some duties. What are your duties?
There are do's and don'ts here.
There are do's and don'ts.
Sure.
So take those do's and don'ts and tune your life based on that. This is what we mean by Mahdavi lifestyle. Doesn't mean that, okay, whatever Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he himself is doing in his personal life. So I have no actual account of what Imam alayhi salam exactly does in his own personal life. I have a very limited reports on what Imam alayhi salam does based on the time of his minor occultation, and then fewer even in the time of his major occultation.
Okay.
Right. So we can actually tune our lives based on those do's and don'ts that we have received about the Mahdavi teachings. Like what? For example, the exclusivity of a blissful destiny in the Mahdavi lifestyle. What do we mean?
What do you mean by that?
We need to tell the whole world, the whole ummah, first and then the whole world, that we are waiting, expecting someone who is going to come and spread justice. We need to introduce this culture to the world or not. I have a duty in introducing this because we have in hadith, Imam Ali Salam will not come unless all the world know him.
So how can we do that by knowing that the whole world doesn't practice Islam or doesn't believe in Islamic values, let alone to just believe in Imam Zaman?
Thank you very much. It's a very good question. Yes, it's true. Well, the world actually are not Muslims, are not necessarily Shias. They are not waiting for Imam. But it's a big mistake. We discussed it earlier here in these shows. We said the concept of Mahdavi is something which is common between all the religions. All of the people of the world, almost all the followers of religions, Abrahamic and non-Abrahamic religions, are waiting for a savior to come at the end of the day.
Okay.
So regardless of its name, whether it's going to be Mahdi or Messiah or Sushiant or whatsoever, right?
So you're saying that basically, inherently, probably they are, they have this capacity of to be a Vader.
Yeah.
You just know who are they waiting for.
Look, for example, there is a difference between our beliefs with our Sunni brothers.
Sure.
That they believe that this Mahdi, there is even no discrepancy on his name. Mm. We say he's Mahdi and they say that his name is Mahdi.
Okay.
They say that he has not yet born.
Mm.
We say, no, he was born already. And they actually bring the doubt of longevity of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, right?
True.
So we say, okay, regardless of this longevity, suppose that he has not yet been born. Suppose. Imagining such a thing is not impossible, right?
Yeah.
So we can imagine it easily. So we are expecting for a savior by the name of Mahdi. At least this is between Muslims. So all by
have this in common, sure.
By this common thing, actually almost 2 billion people are gathered in under one umbrella, right?
We do the masses?
Even
we're doing the math right now?
Yeah, because almost, I mean, we have close to 2 billion people, okay. Muslims, right?
We've got like 6 more billion people to cover.
Yeah, yeah. So others, the Christians are waiting for a person by the name of, for example, Messiah.
Messiah, sure.
Right? Or for mm-hmm. Jews under another name. Okay. They are waiting for such a person. So we say, okay, don't even actually be suspicious. Don't be that much sensitive on the name. Suppose that the name of that person who is going to come is the name that you are saying, mm-hmm. regardless of my name.
Okay.
So all of us believe that we are all waiting for someone who is going to save the whole world.
We're not fighting over names, sure.
Right? So we're not fighting on the names. Then, okay, we want to make it inclusive now that, exclusive that the final prosperity is under having this concept. If we are waiting for such a person, then we invite them to go and study about it. What are you expecting him to do? You are expecting him to do justice. In case he's going to spread justice, will he be agreeing with whatever injustice oppression that goes in the world?
Yeah.
We need to enlighten the world. Do you think that the governments, European, American, Asian governments, are now in line with those teachings of that person that you are waiting or not?
Well, it's a very beautiful picture that you are depicting here. But the problem is that I cannot, get my head over it, is that we have had like Christians or mm-hmm. so-called Christians and so-called Jews that have attacked so many Muslim countries during the last 2 years. So how can I expect them to just develop, foster this sense of Mahdavi lifestyle in future? While they say, we are believers, we believe in Jesus Christ and mm-hmm. we are children of God. But again, they haven't even try to practice that. So how they are going to accept our words over accepting Mahdavi lifestyle?
Look, these extremist groups, brother, exist everywhere, in every community, in every society, in every part of the world. They are not something new. We had ISIS among the Islamic Ummah also,
true.
Right? So they believe that there is nothing for others. Whatever blessing is in the whole world is for these limited group of people.
Mm.
For a person who is the man of intellect, should not necessarily or easily believe such things. We are addressing the freedom seekers of the whole world, that they are plenty, they are in abundance. They are in abundance.
Mm.
So those who have intellect and that benefit from their intellect, they know that whatever they say, that, for example, the whole world is for example, that 7 or 8 million people.
Yeah.
And the others are going to be workers and, I don't know, the side effects or I don't know, what is it called?
Mm.
They are all the servants of those 5 to 7 million.
Slave of those, like,
a slave
minority,
of those
sure.
people. So it doesn't make sense. These are four.
This is a world new order.
Yeah. So Imam al-Islam, if you tell the whole world that Imam al-Islam is coming to actually oppose such wrong beliefs, to tell I mean, to bring and to bring about justice and equity for the whole creatures of Allah, for whole servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the scene of the earth.
Yeah, when you look at it, it's like a global lifestyle. This order, world order, mm-hmm. is actually serving the whole, I mean, not serving, disserving the human being by opposing this lifestyle that you cannot have more, you cannot have access to so many things because there are minorities, one person minorities, and they are better people, the better citizen class.
And a group of people came to understand it and to accept it. They say that, okay, we have no more right. I mean, we have to be the slaves of others. They actually compromise with whatever is going like
sure.
this.
And be silent.
Yeah, but those who want, but those who are waiting for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, they are paying its cost, and it is costly. It's not cheap.
And can we say we, if we become like activator of Imam Zaman, we are by accepting this Mahdavi lifestyle, we are trying to start and pave the road for the global Mahdavi lifestyle that is going to
That's
be
it.
Established.
I mean, so this Mahdavi lifestyle should pave the way for the arrival of the Imam alayhi salam, for the advent of Imam alayhi salam. So if it is not going to work like that, so why should we be discussing all these things to tell, okay, what makes us, I mean, quite different, I mean, quite special.
So it's not just a special to Muslim community. When we talk about Mahdavi lifestyle, the audience is the whole world.
The whole world, because Imam alayhi salam is not necessarily Imam of the Shia, he's Imam of the whole world. Imam of Christians, Muslims, Jews, and all the other religions. So we want to say that whatever he is going to bring is to benefit the whole world, not specifically the Shias with that minority that they have in the world, right? Let's say, for example, 400 million. Do you think that Imam Ali Salam is going to work with those 300 million of people and the rest of the world are going to be going for themselves? And no, Imam is for all. The same way that Imam Hussein Ali Salam was for all.
Yeah.
Even today, the blessings of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is not necessarily for Shias. All the world are benefited from the
misconception that we think that these imams just belong to Shia community. A small Shia community is like, we don't have the capacity to understand these people that just came for the whole humanity.
Yeah, definitely. So we want to say that the imams are not necessarily for Shias, for the whole world. So if we define the characteristics of this imam or the objectives that they are going to go for or the goals of this imam, I mean, every intellect, I can guarantee that, every intellect in the whole world can accept it. I mean, there wouldn't be any opposing idea in front of it. Why should you stand in front of someone who is going to bring justice for the whole world? Yes, those who have done lots of oppression in this world, they naturally should stand in front of him because they get accustomed to kill, bribe, and let's say exploit the capitals of the people in the course of history. For those...
And destroying national resources as well.
And that destroying national and international resources of the whole of the whole nations.
Yeah.
So this limited group of people should be stuck and should get angry with what Imam Ali Salam brings about. I mean, yes, they have to stand in front of Imam Ali Salam, and because Imam is going to take whatever they took out of oppression from others.
Inshallah, thank you so much, dear brother. That was beautiful. Inshallah, we will be discussing more on the Mahdavi lifestyle. That was a gem that I gained from you, that the Mahdavi lifestyle goes universal. It doesn't belong to just one community or this community or that community. Thank you so much, our dear listeners. Till another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.